Welcome to Bold Talk Radio. I am your host, Pat Williams. Well, guys, it's almost New Year's. I took a few days off because kind of got a little bit of a sinus thingy kind of going on right now. So I do apologize. I sound a little bit of under the weather, but I really feel great. It's just a little bit of my sinuses acting a little screwy at the moment. So this is probably going to be one of my controversial topics. I dealt with the other topic the other day about, black community, you know, and there are those in the black community who may or may not be supportive of others in the community. I'm not talking about any type of weirdo, wacky militancy, fight the power kind of stuff. I'm just talking about seeing that the community, the black community, like any community, needs improvement. But clearly, there are some systemic issues that my community, being a black woman, have its challenges. So anyway, if you did not hear that episode the other day, you know, go to our Facebook page, like it, share it, Facebook/Bold Talk. Give us a thumbs up there. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free by all means to leave that there. We appreciate you guys' viewership. We seem to be catching on, so I appreciate that. So tonight is almost kind of like, if you will, almost like a part two to that episode. Not really in all sincerity, but it kind of goes in tandem with it. A good friend of mine, and he was busy, and I wanted he and I to discuss this on his Facebook live post, and he was just a little tied up. And which it actually worked out better for me because I needed to just kind of drink some orange juice and, you know, take what I'm taking and kind of chill out. And but anyway, I wanted to still address it. And I figured, well, this would be a good topic to bring to my podcast shows. So my good friend, he tagged me on a post about 30 black male actors or celebrities. They weren't all actors, but the majority of them were actors. All of these guys that he had posted, someone else had put the post together. He did not, but he forwarded it to me and just wanted to know what my thoughts were. And all these gentlemen, these black male celebrities, and they were all pictured either with having non-black girlfriends or wives, paramours, you know, that sort of thing. And my response was, well, I don't really have a thought about that. I mean, I wish them blessings and I wish them the best. And my friend absolutely understood that and was very much, pardon me, guys, he actually understood that and was very, understanding of what I was, of my position on it. I'm not zoning out on you guys. Something had just distracted me, so sorry about that. Anyway, so to make a long story short, we got into another discussion, and I gave him a theory on it. I says, listen, I said, here's a theory that I have on this, and I feel my theory may be pretty much on point, pretty much on par with what is factual. What I suggested to my friend was this. Listen, right now, when you look at these black celebrity guys, and most of them, like I said, they were not black athletes. You know, I'm sure that there are black athletes. I mean, of course, we know some that have, dated interracially, but most of the guys that they show were black actors. I mean, you know, I don't really want to call out the names of these actors. It doesn't matter to me. A lot of them were black musicians. And they showed these guys. Like I said, either their wives or girlfriends were, Asian, white, anything but black. okay, I'll just put it like that. They were non-black women, non-black ladies. And I honestly didn't have a problem with it. And I think what I was sharing with my friend on my theory is I understand it. And what did I say this for? Because he says, oh, sis, he says, oh, my God. He said, the other sisters are going to come for you, man. They're going to come and wring your neck about this. And oh, boy, was he right. Well, here's my theory. Let me stop beating around the bush. My theory is, and sometimes it takes to be a creative person or to be around creative people, artsy people, the artiste, to understand this. Being around very artistic people and being one myself and having friends who are, you know, in the industry, who are musicians, who are dancers, who are actors, who are poets. Many of these black guys that I am even friends with, I mean, they're not even celebrities. These guys were just doing it on the level that they're doing it on. And a great deal of them have non-black spouses or girlfriends. And what I found out, just having heart-to-heart discussion with them, and even kind of putting together my own two and two on it, is this. You know, being in the black community and coming from the black community, and this is going to sound very controversial, and being a black woman and trying to be an honest black woman, most, I'm not saying all, so don't y'all come for me with this. I'm saying most, and I feel I could say most if we're going to be honest, black ladies, and I'm talking to my black sisters on this one. Ladies, if we're going to be honest, now I'm not talking about if we're going to get into our ego and our emotionalism and our isms. I'm just saying if we're going to be straight up real, stripped down, butt, booty, naked, honest, most black women would find dealing with a black guy who's artistic, and I say all, I said most, who's artistic in nature, we would find that an incompatibility. And I'm going to show you guys how. Most of my friends who are either designers, writers, you know, illustrators, whatever you want to call them, actors, dancers, whatever. Most of those guys, they have a very uncanny way about them. Some people would qualify or quantify them as nerds. They're the nerdy black guy. They're like the Urkel. Did I do that? You know, they're kind of like that. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them are like that. If they're not like that, and definitely when you think about those who are more into the arts in terms of dancing and emoting through acting and things like that, through the techniques of that, you know, a lot of times, those types of guys, they have to be into the emotion of the dance or into the emotion of the character. So a lot of times that lends itself to them being somewhat eccentric or, as some would perceive, a little effeminate. Now, they're not always effeminate, but they're, even whether there's an effeminacy there, and I'm not talking about sexuality, because some of them, some of the top of the line guys that I know who, I mean, man, honestly, and it's no front cover. I mean, so I mean, I don't, that's another discussion, because if we're going to have a discussion about that, you know, I have my own thoughts about sexuality. I don't believe that sexuality is as stagnant as people believe. And I think I got some proof and some facts to discuss that, but we'll do that for another episode. Well, my point is this. Sometimes a man can appear effeminate. And I mean that because he may not have this macho, machismo, macho, macho man kind of thing going on. And so sometimes women will see that and go, oh, I'm kind of turned off by that. Okay? And I'm not saying other women don't, because black women, we love to say, well, what about white women? They may feel that way too. I'm sure there's a lot of white sisters out there who have that same thought, but I'm dealing with black women. I'm dealing with us, because I know us, and I'm one of us, and I grew up with us, and I love us, and I'm around us. So that's what I'm dealing with. So I don't want any deflecting or pivoting or cognitive dissonance kicking in right now. What a lot of my black male friends who are creative types in these types of genre, you know, they'll say, man, it's hard for me to find a black woman who gets it. And a lot of them, they'll tell me, they'll say, Pat, you get it. You get it. And I said, well, listen, I'm sure there's a lot of sisters out there who are very artistic or eccentric. And I know I'm an eccentric person. I definitely have a lot of idiosyncrasies. And you guys are probably figuring that out just listening to me. But you have to be a person who can, even if you're not that, you have to be a person who can be patient with that. You know, there's an old saying in the creative arts, there's a tortured soul. You know, like even they talk about the emo kids. You know, some guys are just like that. You know, they're emo, man. They're like totally emo. And they're totally tortured souls. You know, they stare at walls all day and, you know, this kind of stuff. And just, I'm not saying all Black women, but I'm saying, I would say most Black women, that they find that as a turnoff. And even my friends would say, man, they say, oh, he's weird, or he's probably down low, or he's sissified, quote unquote. So, hey, come on. I don't want my LGBTQ, listeners say, hey, you said sissy. No, I'm quoting here what someone else said. And unfortunately, I know these guys are telling the truth. I know that they are. And being a Black woman myself, I'll be honest with you. If I wasn't the creative type or somewhat of a, quote, tortured soul. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a tortured soul. No. Yeah. I got Holy Ghost with me. But what I'm saying is, hey, what I'm saying is, though, I get it. I get that. And I'm just being facetious on that, guys. I understand what that means about being a tortured soul. That means that the art, the passion, the love of it sometimes supersede all other things. And I'll just be honest with you guys. A lot of times, you know, just the nature of Black women. I mean, look, guys, we're not going to get to the bottom of a lot of things as Black women until we get real with ourselves. Most of us, including me, yours truly, we are alpha females. And see, a lot of Black women, you guys are congratulating yourselves on that. Y'all patting y'all back like, yeah, girl, I know I'm alpha. But that's not necessarily a good thing. At least I don't believe so. And my most humble opinion, and I said humble, because depending on where you are in America and what coast or what part of the country you are, some people say humble, where the H is pronounced, and some people say humble, where the H is unpronounced. See, there you go. There's my eccentricity and idiosyncrasy right there. But I grew up saying humble. Unless we, as Black women, really humble ourselves to see this, whether we like it or not, the alpha spirit on a woman is not always good. Now, am I saying that women need to be a doormat and a rug that's stepped on and kicked to the curb and somebody going oops upside her head? I'm not saying that. There's always a time and place for everything. But I think the problem with a lot of Black women, we don't know when to kick into alpha, and we don't know when not to kick into alpha. And we walk around and we have this external as well as this internal praise of ourselves because, oh, we the bad bees. I'm not going to say the word. Rhymes with itches and stitches. We the bad. You know, and it's like, why are we praising ourselves like that? You know, girl, ain't no man going to tell me woo, woo, woo. You know, like, wait a minute. You know, I get young Black women doing that. I mean, if you're a teenager and you're in your 20s, your college, I get it. That stuff is fun. You know, but I figure like once you get over a certain age, you know, at a certain point, you know, you have to put away childish things. That's even in the Bible. This is one reason why, guys, I had to back away from watching the Atlanta Housewives kind of thing. And even the other Housewives shows. I used to watch some of the ones in some of the other cities, Jersey, the one that's out in California. Not Beverly Hills, the one with the Orange County. I think that was the original one. But I had to kind of get away from those shows because I'm like, man, okay, all you chicks, y'all like 40, 50 years old. Man, y'all got kids who are 20s, in their 20s and in their teens, even some who are preteens, man. Ladies, and I get that. That's a Hollywood show. I mean, they say it's reality, but come on, y'all. That's TV. So I get it. That's to, you know, reel in viewers, because if those ladies weren't, you know, knocking over tables and breaking wine glasses and stuff like that, then, you know, come on, nobody would tune in. Now, I still must admit my guilty pleasure is Married to Medicine. I gotta get deliverance from that show. But my point is, look, and I ain't mad at those women, all of those women. I ain't mad at those black sisters or white sisters making their money. Y'all make your money. But my point is this, that's entertainment. So many women, and I'm dealing in particular with black women, the women of my community, we have taken on this boldness, this brashness, and this flippancy. And a lot of us pretend like that's not real. Am I saying all black women are like that? No, I'm not saying all black women are like that. But I'm telling you guys, and if you guys be real, most times than not, that is true. And so then we wonder why. Well, why people say that? You know, and I say white people. Why people say, give my voice tonight, because like I said, guys, I'm dealing with a little sinus thing. So then we get upset. And we'll say, well, why do people say that we're the angry black woman? Well, because you know what? Unfortunately, they've seen too many displays of that. See, the thing about stereotypes, and this is why I hate stereotypes, because stereotypes is exactly that. It's a type that's been stereoed out. But the unfortunate thing about stereotypes, there's always an element of truth to it. And the only way truly to quell and shut down a stereotype is to, guess what? Scrap the type, get a new type, elevate a type, put out a new type, and let that be the stereo. And see, that's the thing. You know, too many of us have that thing going for us. And even if it's not in a rubbernecking and snapping my fingers and things like that, you know, even if it's not in that way, it's a very, you know, like, it's a show that I was just trying to think about, you know, where the black women, you know, they're very dominant. You know, they're very, you know, oh, I'm the queen. Huh. You know, and it's like, you know, I get it. That's entertainment. But too many of us in the community will adapt what we're watching on the haves and have nots. And I got to admit, I love those sisters on the have and have nots. That's my mom, her favorite shows. But my point is, Tyler Perry is producing a show. And he's producing entertainment. And we need to keep it within that realm. The Housewives, or the Love and Hip Hop shows. I used to watch that stuff. I don't even watch that stuff no more. I'm too old for it. But those shows, they're doing entertainment. So I get it. That makes mad sense for them to do that. But the other side of it is this, is that you can't adapt that and think that that's okay, because it's not. Because in the real world, that doesn't work. And whether black women want to accept this or not, we do play a very strong hand in the how can I say it, in the betterment of our community, as well as the toxicity in our community. And we have to be honest on both sides of that. See, we love to say, oh, well, hey, the black woman, she's doing this, she's doing that. It was an old commercial back in the day, back in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember this as a kid. And it was like, I can bring home the bacon, do-do-do-do-do, fry it up in a pan, do-do-do-do-do, and never let my man forget he's a man, because I'm a woman. That's fine. But the thing about too many black women, we'll praise ourselves of being able to go out and get the bacon and fry it up in a pan. But the problem with that is that we are forgetting to let our men know that, baby, you're still a man. That's where we're falling short. And God forbid the moment anybody touches that third rail, black women, we love to deflect. Oh, yeah, but what about what the black man is doing? Or what about racism? Or what about this? Or what about that? Well, I get it. But what about you? What about us? What about what we're doing? Listen, a couple of years ago, and guys, forgive me if this microphone is acting a little odd. Hold on one second. Boy, I probably should have waited to do this. But anyway, had to make a few technical adjustments here. But so hopefully this is turning out well. But, you know, again, you know, what about what we're doing? ladies, we have to admit our role. If we're dealing with what we're doing, let's be honest to admit we're doing that. Because we love to praise ourselves about, see, the black woman, she's carrying the community. She's a queen. Some of you guys even got enough gall and all that. She's a god. The Lord rebuke you. Yeah, I said that because, she's not. She definitely is a queen. I'll give you that. And she's definitely throwing down. But at the same time, we need to, while we can lift that up, let's also look at where we can make improvements. And one of the biggest improvements that as black women we can make is, first of all, let's admit where we are falling short. We're not perfect. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we are failing our men. And when I say our men, I'm not saying that all black men belong to all black women, but I'm just talking about the men of our community. So let's get that straight. So we are failing the men of our community. Let me make it a little bit more politically correct, a little more PC for those of you out there whose ears are about to melt off. We are falling short in many instances, and we are failing our children, those of us with children. We are failing our households. We are failing our neighborhoods. And that's okay, because we're human. We're human. There's only one perfect human. Okay. And he's seated on the right hand side of the Father. Okay. Was it J-E-S-U-S? J-E-S-U-S. See, there's my eccentricities coming out again. So unless your name is Jesus Christ, you're imperfect. And the only way that you can rise to a higher standard, you got to first admit that you're falling short. And it's okay to admit that. As a black woman, let me tell you guys something, okay? As a black woman, when I was in my 20s, no doubt about it, man. I'll put it this way. Some people who knew me, as they say, back in the day, you know, look, I didn't start stuff with people. You know, I was not that kind of person. I wasn't like what with the late, great Michael Jackson, you want to be starting something. I wasn't that kind of person. I didn't believe in starting stuff with people. However, if you got something started with me back in the day, man, I made sure I finished it. And I'm not talking about through violence or fighting. I'm talking about in a argumentative, debating sense. And I'm talking about in a sense of when I was working in the corporate sector, many times in media, and many times in my personal relationships, you know, I was like, hey, guns blazing. And then as you get older, you start realizing like, hey, this is not getting me anywhere. And I'm not talking about getting you somewhere in life or things like that. It's not edifying to my soul. It's not fulfilling to my peace and to my joy. And if it means saying, you know what, I'm sorry, or you know what, my bad, or you know what, you were right, or you know what, I suck sometimes, you know, this is why, guys, let me tell you guys where the freedom is. Ladies, the freedom is when you can start learning how to do that. I haven't perfected it yet. Many times I have to go back to the drawing board on that and say, I missed it on that. Man, I messed up on that. But there's nothing more freeing and more satisfying than when we can humble ourselves, and I'll now speak for the other side of the country, when we can humble ourselves and say, you know what? I missed it on that. That's my bad. I was wrong. It's okay to take the low road. It's okay to say, you know what? It's not worth the fight. It's not worth the argument. It's not worth my lack of peace or my lack of joy in it. You know, it's okay to submit. Oh, ladies, I know a lot of y'all got a problem with that word. But what you find is that's where you really do become elevated. If you want elevation, listen, I'm going to preach to y'all for a hot second. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible say that, guess what? God elevates. He lifts up the humble or the humble. And guess what? He brings down the proud, those with a haughty look. If you're elevated and exalted and you're pumping yourself up like that, he said, you will be abased. But for him who lowers himself and takes the low seat, God said he will raise that person up. So that's all I'm saying. And black women, am I saying that, oh, black men are perfect, they don't have their... I'm not, because like I said, if that's the topic, then that's the topic I'm going to deal with. But right now I'm dealing with black women. And one of the hardest things, like with me talking to so many of my fellow black sisters, and I love y'all, because I am one of you all, and I've seen what we go through. And a lot of times we want to point the fingers to everybody else, but we never point it back to ourselves. So what am I saying about these black actors and celebrities, the ones with, you know, non-black, you know, lovers and paramours and spouses? My thing is, you know, hey, I get it. I get it. You know, I get it. And that doesn't mean that black women are bad, but let's just be honest, guys. Relationship is about compatibility. It's about compatibility. And I've seen, oh my God, I've seen and I've heard that, guess what? So many times when some of these guys, and I'm not talking about the celebrity guys that we're seeing, I'm talking about guys who are in that line of work, and even the ones that I know who are friends or who've talked to me about it, to say, man, it's so difficult. Because a lot of times, you know, black women are like, ooh, I didn't know you were really like that. Ooh, ooh, you fine, but ooh. And that's what I'm gonna tell a lot of you ladies. A lot of you ladies, you guys are looking at these black actors and these black dancers and these black singers and rappers or whatever, and y'all, or whoever, models, whatever, and y'all thinking like, yep, ooh, girl, he's fine, he's hot. But you guys are falling in love with an image, with an created image, with a avatar, with a character, with an alter ego of who those guys really are. See, because while y'all watching them on the soap operas and on your TV screens and in your movies, you know, oh girl, he may be fine and have the great body and all chocolate or whatever, but what I would encourage you is, get, if you could get to know a lot of those celebrities. And let me tell you guys know, some of you guys who've been listening to me now, going into almost some, well, at least a half a month now since we officially launched the podcast show. A lot of you guys know my background has been in media in the past and still is. Now I'm doing the podcast show, and I've met a lot of celebrities along the way, and I've met a lot of black celebrities along the way. Now, am I saying that there are no black women who would be accepting of a black actor or a black dancer or something like that? No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying, by and large, the mentality of too many of our black women, if you could meet some of these guys in person, you'd be like, ooh, honestly, unless you have an appreciation for those who are eccentric and a little bit kind of way out, a little bit out there, a little bit, a little bit of some outer limits and twilight zoning. And I'm not saying these black actors are crazy or whatever, but I am saying that part of the nature of the beast and being a artistic soul, usually, I'm not saying it's always true, but usually, like I said, those guys, man, they are so into their passion, their craft. And a lot of times that becomes so intrinsically involved in how they are and in their personality and persona. And if you're not really used to seeing that or being around that, that can be a little unnerving. That could be a little unnerving. And a lot of these guys, they know it. They know it. And they'll say, man, I was trying to date this black girl, man, but she was calling me a sissy. Or I was trying to date this black girl, man, and she was asking me, was I weird? Or, you know, am I crazy? Don't you guys know a lot of those black actors and singers and that y'all going crazy over and you're fawning over it? Ooh, girl, he bad. Yeah, but if you could meet him in real life, you may go, oh my God, you're nothing like that character you played on this movie. Or you're nothing like that character you was in that movie or that TV show. Or nothing like that character you was on that rap record or on that dance video. And them guys would be like, no, I'm not like that in real life. I'm like this in real life. You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth. So no, don't get mad if you see these black guys with non-black women. Don't do that. Don't get upset with them. They have found somebody that they're compatible with. And there are some black actors who absolutely have black wives. Why? Because they found somebody, or black girlfriends, they found somebody who's compatible with them. But I'm not dealing with the exceptions. I'm dealing with the rules. I'm not dealing with what's in general. I'm dealing with the anomaly. And the fact is, I'm actually dealing with the general in terms of black women and not the anomaly. I'm dealing with the rule and not the exception. And the majority of us, no, we think we'd be compatible with a lot of those black actors and black singers and stuff. Because those a lot of those guys, I mean, they have to keep their bodies up. You know, they have to look good. They have to keep their skin nice and, you know, exfoliated and moisturized. And their teeth, they're so pretty perfect. You know, they're getting all their dental work done on point. So, yeah, because that's their job. Their job is to present their body as a character, as an image. So we're looking at it just kind of, ooh, girl, ooh. But then could you really? You don't know what that guy is really like behind the scenes. You don't know if you could really deal with that guy. Now, on the flip side of that, I know some of you said, well, are you saying that these white girls and these Spanish and Asian girls or these Persian girls, are you saying that they could deal with our men better than us? I'm not saying that at all. But what I will say is this. You guys have got to also think about something. And this is the truth. This is the truth. In our black community, we have a real strong thing about machismo. And this is true in other communities. I mean, you could say that this may be true also in the Latino community, the Italian community, things like that. But I'm saying in the black community, our machismo, how I understand how it works with us, it's almost like if a black guy comes off too studious, oh, he's a nerd. I've seen that. If he comes off too conservative, either with his values or even with his appearance, I don't know. Ooh, he's a nice guy, but ooh, I don't know about Dave. I don't know about Pete. He's like, you know, kind of strange. He's kind of a strange fella. That's how we'll perceive those guys. If he comes off not super, super duper macho man, we'll say, ooh, is he down low? Is he kind of suspect? Then we start questioning these poor guys' sexuality. And this is also true. Do you guys know? Listen, I have talked to black men. I have talked to brothers in the past just because of my job. And I've asked them, say, listen, okay. And I think I actually talked about this on one of the recent podcast episodes. And you know, it was blowing me away. Actually, I did, because I was talking about the show The Fallen State, but I was looking at it in a different direction. But we'd be surprised how many black guys, like, you know what? Like, man, sometimes I just don't want to have sex. Sometimes I just want to kind of just chill and watch Netflix. Watch The Bird Box. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, that's a good movie. I don't care what nobody say. That's a good movie. I like that movie. Okay? Shout out to Bird Box. But think about that. Free plug. Okay? But what I'm saying is guess what? I've heard so many brothers come up to me and say, man, you know, I don't always want to have to drop trowel. Let me be respectful. I don't always want to have to drop trowel. Sometimes I want to keep trowel up and just kind of lay back and kick it and chill. Now, am I saying that black women are just these sex crazed maniacs? No, I'm not saying that. But what a lot of these brothers have put me on point about is that, guess what? A lot of times when they'll do that, and I'm not talking about a guy who's been in a long-term relationship with a woman, and he said, hey, baby, you know, I'm not in the mood tonight, or she says that. That's different. I'm talking about guys who are basically just meeting a young lady for the first time, and they're like, man, sometimes they're more ready to jump into bed than I am. And then if you don't, their first thing is, are you gay? You know, are you a homo? And let me tell you guys, I had a direct experience about that myself from a friend of mine. And this is the honest goodness truth. Friend of mine, okay, I'm getting real personal, had a situation. And The crazy thing was that there was this other young lady, and she, and I'm going back years ago, this young black sister, she reached out to me, and she straight up asked me, like, is he gay? And I said, well, why is that? Because, girl, I know I can get any man. And I ain't going to lie, I was trying to put the moves on him. And he was just like, you know, he just, you know, kind of deflected and didn't want to deal with it. So is he gay? And my first thought was, you're asking me, is my friend gay? Because he wasn't ready for you to just, and here's the thing, she didn't have a relationship with him. She didn't know him in that way. She was trying to get to know him. But the first thing was, she's asking me, like, is he gay? Because why? He didn't want to get romp off into the sheets. That's the mentality, guys, I'm dealing with. Now, am I saying all black women like that? No. But far too many of us are like that. And don't tell me, well, what about what white girls do? Because again, black people, we love to do that. We love to deflect. But what is the white person doing? Stop obsessing about what they're doing. Don't worry about what they're doing. I'm dealing with what we're dealing with. I'm worried about what we're doing. Okay? So don't tell me, like I posted the other day talking about in the other podcast episode where I had this crazy, idiotic black woman tell me that she didn't think that black on black crime and the shootings and the incessant and just totally insane, preposterous murders that are happening, especially in my hometown, Chicago. Come on, Shot City. I love y'all. Let's go, man. Let's get with it. Let's turn this thing around. But apart from that, this crazy, idiotic black woman, she goes on to tell me, well, she didn't think that was a big deal. And I said, well, why? Well, because 84% of white people are killed by white people. Huh? I said, so wait, let me get this straight. I said, so what you're telling me is that you're fine with 23 shootings in one weekend in West and South Side Chicago, which are predominantly black neighborhoods, you're fine with that type of number, not just happening one time, but almost a consistent week in, week out kind of thing, just only because 84% of white people die at the hands of white people. Okay. This is the kind of madness that is going on, sisters. My fellow black sisters, come on, y'all. Listen, I'm not going to name this guy, but this guy, he's got a show on YouTube. And he's a black fella. And a lot of times, I totally disagree with him because I think he goes about things in a very douchey kind of way, in a very douchebag kind of way. But this guy have kind of made his bones and his name and claim to fame off of, you know, as they say, just kind of, quote, going in on black women, not being good mothers and or, you know, black women doing a lot of wild stuff. And some of you guys know who I'm talking about. You guys know this black guy and his show. Okay. And the thing is, I understand his wife or woman he's with, I don't know if they're married, but I think he's married. She's a black woman. And he says, well, most of the women who, you know, is giving me, you know, the 411 are black women. But anyway, this guy he's loathed and loved. I mean, he really is. I mean, he's, oh man, this guy. But the reason why I bring him up is because so many times, and one thing I do agree with him on, he says, the one thing I find about black women, he says, sisters never want to take responsibility for what they may or may not be having a hand in concerning the bad stuff that's going on in our community. And I gotta admit, he's right about that. I've had so many conversations with my fellow black women and like, look, guys, let's tone down some of the alpha female Jezebel. I know some of y'all really hate that. What you mean, Jezebel? What I said? Just what I said? Just what I said? We need to tone down. We need to know when to kick into that mode and when not to kick into that mode. We need to know when to be hard, and we need to know when it's the time to be soft. Hardly have any levels of that. And then we get upset when other people call us out on it. We get upset when non-blacks call us out on it.
Or we get upset when black men call us out on it. We even get upset when our fellow black women call us out on it. Girl, you a coon. This is the kind of stuff that you a coon. What? I'm talking about black people getting it together and pulling it together and making it work. You gonna call me a coon for that? I thought the definition of coon was somebody who, you know, is working counterproductive to the black community, not someone who's working productively towards the betterment of the community. But this is kind of a lot of the mentality that we have going on right now. And black women, let me tell you something. Don't begrudge those black men when you see them with non-black wives or girlfriends. You know, bless them, because hopefully they're with the woman that will be compatible to them, and they can make a family and a home and have a blessed life. You know, I don't look on a black guy, you see him with a white woman or a Spanish or a Chinese woman, why he with her? No, because if I want a black man, I'm gonna get me a black man. What God have for me, it's for me. And it ain't for you. So that's my thing, is like, hey, don't sweat that. Don't sweat that. Bless those people and let them go on. Because whether we know it or not, to attack that is also being a little racist. It really is. And I know a lot of black people are like, well, what you mean? What about the community? Listen, I've got a theory on that. I don't feel, y'all gonna really get mad at me at this. I don't feel that every black person is meant to be with a black spouse. I really don't. See, I come up with the notion that, like I said, what God has for you, it's for you. Who am I to say that God didn't have for that black guy, that really nice white lady? Who am I to say that God didn't have for that black guy a really nice Spanish or Asian lady? Who am I to say that? Who am I to say that? What God has for a person, he has for them. That's got nothing to do with what he has for me. So I can't player hate. And I'm sipping on haterade, looking at a black man who's got a non-black wife. Because here's the flip side of it. Even if he had a black wife, and if he not with me and I want him, it still does me no good. It does me no good. Like, man, that's a hot smoking brother. Oh, he's got a sister already. Okay, well, then let me sit out. I mean, so it still doesn't help me. And some of you may say, well, wouldn't it help the community? Well, maybe you could look at it from that perspective, but my thing is okay, well, you know, and this is going to be another discussion I plan to have, another podcast episode, so make sure you guys tune in. But we will deal with, you know, interracial relationships. I have it in my family. I've dated interracial men, biracial men before. So, you know, I can kind of weigh in on that topic a little bit. And I will, because I mean, you know, the question that I'll put out there to you guys is, you know, because actually this was a question that I saw on a British news page, and they put the question out, like, if you are interracial, can you be both interracial as well as being black? That's a real humdinger. So I actually plan to address that on an upcoming podcast episode. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it at all. One thing I kind of like about my sinuses acting up, it kind of gave me this real smooth kind of, you know, hopefully y'all think so, kind of smooth, kind of sexy, you know, midnight love kind of thing. But my point is, guys, and I'm going to wrap it up here, is that, you know, black women, overall, don't begrudge that. Don't begrudge that. Because that guy being with that woman, that may be exactly what God has for him. It may be exactly, he may be in the perfect will of God, being with a beautiful, blonde, blue-eyed, white sister, or a beautiful Latina sister, or a beautiful Asian sister. God may have that man right where he want him to be. And that's no reflection on you being a black woman, or you wanting a black man, or God is sending you a black man. God will give you the desires of your heart. So I figure like this, hey, being a black woman, I want a black man. God will give me my chocolate. I don't know what y'all mad about. But on the flip side of it is, and this is the deeper and the more weightier issue here, is this. Are there reasons as to why a lot of black guys do find love or seek love outside of the tribe? Absolutely. Black women, we play a hand in that. I remember a few years ago, and this is bringing me back to my thought before I had to adjust my microphone earlier. a few years ago, a couple of years ago, a lot of you all got so mad at the rapper Trick Daddy. And Trick Daddy, if you guys didn't see his comment, pull it up. But I'll try to paraphrase it really quick, man. I'm going to wrap the show. Trick Daddy was saying how that, you know, black women need to step up. He was like, y'all basically got to level up, sisters. He said, step your game up. He said, because, hey, these other chicks out here, these non-black chicks, and I'm saying it as nicely as I can, these non-black chicks, he's like, basically, man, they're competing against y'all. And he said, in the moment they learn how to fry chicken, you know, y'all through. You black chicks, y'all through gambling. And black women were ready to rip Trick Daddy's head apart. But I understood what Trick Daddy was saying. I even did a Facebook Live about it when it broke. I understood exactly what Trick Daddy meant as a black woman. Was he saying black women were garbage? No. But what was he saying was that, guess what? There's things that as black women we can improve upon. And there's things we need to improve upon. Now, is that saying that the black man is flawless and that he doesn't have his improvements to make? Of course he does. We'll get on that down the line. But you can only deal with what you can deal with. You can only work on you. You can only shoulder your part of the responsibility. And black women, sisters, we have to do that. And until we do that, and until we be humble and honest to do that, man, we ain't going nowhere fast. So with that being said and done, thank you guys for listening, tuning in to Bold Talk Radio. It is true. I am your host, Pat Williams. And until next time, I'll see you.